Welcome to the Barth Calderon Wealth Protector Podcast. Our founder, Harry Barth, and his son, Brad, are top speakers on asset protection and estate planning to many incredible groups across the country, including the Women Presidents Organization, Vistage, the Young Presidents Organization, the California Apartment Association, and many more. And now, here is your host, Paul Hitchcock.
Hi, everybody. This is Paul Hitchcock with the Estate and Asset Protection Planning Firm Barth Calderon. Thanks for joining Wealth Protector TV, and you might be listening to this on Wealth Protector Radio. I'm here with my colleague, Brent Honay, who's an asset protection estate planning expert. Brent, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great, Paul.
Great. Well, today we're talking about, very briefly, a really important topic, asset protection. And as you know, if you've listened to this show before, we do a ton of workshops across the country to a lot of really great groups. And an issue that comes up a lot for married couples is how to protect their assets in a marriage if somebody gets sued or something, a liability comes to one of the spouses. And so the issue is a post-marital agreement. So Brent, could you tell us a little bit about what that is and how it fits into things?
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to, Paul. So I think it's important to understand the laws here that we've got here in California in the area of community property as we get into what this post-marital property agreement is all about. What I find here in this area is that there's a lot of misunderstandings in terms of how this works. And I think everybody's pretty clear with the idea that in a community property state, if the married couple decides to split, that is a 50-50 split of the community property assets. We're all good on that. But what is a little fuzzy for people is the idea that if we're married and one of the two spouses is involved in an issue and there is a lawsuit, that for all intents and purposes, the community assets are considered one big community pot and they're all accessible for the judgment creditor in that situation. So the post-marital property agreement is one of the tools we can use to fix that situation.
So can I just interject here quickly. So you said in the case of a split, it's 50-50, meaning that if a couple gets divorced, people generally understand that in a community property state like California, the assets are split 50-50. But what you're saying that is in the case of a liability to one spouse, like a car accident, the husband or wife crashes the car or the child who's a new driver crashes a car and the parents get sued in a community property state, then all the assets in the marriage are in one big bucket and they can all be attacked. Is that right?
That's correct. So yeah. It's if you think of it this way, if I've got, a situation and my wife goes out and gets in a big accident and it's a liability to her and she caused some problems and such. That's my problem as well. When they come after, eventually if they come after the house that we're both on title of, that house can be gone and there's nothing I can do about it, even though I had nothing to do with the issue. So it's a big issue. And with that, it's just understanding that there's a lot of other states that don't work the same way. There's only 9 states, that currently follow the community property process. So what we're able to do is more or less opt out of the process and make the law work like it would in another state that's not a community property state.
So you mean, so if you have this post-marital agreement, I've heard it referred to as a marital asset protection trust also, is what actually happens? So that if you have this in place, how easy is it to get it in place? And then once you have it, what would happen? Walk us through the scenario where you're sitting in your office and your wife crashes the car. Now there's a lawsuit that comes. Mm-hmm. How easy is it to set up? And then what happens when, lawsuit comes?
Good question, Paul. So I'd say first it's understanding, like any asset protection, that the planning that we do, it works really well prior to a problem, prior to an issue happening. And so ideally, this should be a proactive consultation with the attorney to talk about, what are some things we could do to better protect what we've built. And so if I've got, husband and wife, and maybe one of the two of them is considered to be higher risk than the other based on either what they're doing for work or whatnot, It's something that we talk about, and it's something that for most clients it comes up, that are, you know, most married couples, it comes up, because it's really, really messed up law when it comes to getting sued. And so the procedure is pretty simple procedure, in that what we do is discuss the positives and negatives of creating a postmarital property agreement. Best to have that conversation with both parties in the room, because, you know, we don't want a situation where we talk to one spouse and they go and talk to the other spouse and say, "Hey, honey, we need to go get a postnup done," and all sorts of fun stuff happens at that point.
Yeah, what's wrong with the marriage? What's wrong with the marriage?
Right. So better to talk to both at the same time and help them understand that we're not giving up any rights here, in terms of, you know, if we do this, you know, postmarital property agreement, what we're doing is we're saying that once we've assigned the assets to this agreement, now no longer is everything 100% community property, but now 50% of the property is 50% separate property of husband, and the other 50% is of wife, separate property of the wife. And so the end result of that is, now we take that same lawsuit where one is getting sued, we don't just lose the entire house if the house is up for grabs here. The person is able to put a lien on the affected party's half of the house, but you're able to fight from within your house with that lien on the house to try to resolve the matter, as opposed to just losing it. So it can be a really effective tool in terms of what it does. The other advantage of it is that, unlike a lot of other strategies that we can employ, such as setting up a limited liability company and other types of entities, there's no carrying cost for this one. It doesn't cost to keep the thing in force. In other words, you're not paying an annual fee somewhere for this sort of thing. It's paying the fee to get the thing drafted properly, and it's really important to make sure it's drafted properly.
And you can cancel at any time, right?
You can, and that's the beauty of it. I've seen clients where they'll have this for a period of time, and then you know, maybe once they've retired or they've you know, stopped whatever it is that they're doing that they're concerned about, they then can rescind that postmarital property agreement, and then any property that we've notified and done a filing on, that this exists out there, we would go back to and say, now that agreement has been rescinded, we're back to 100% community property if we want to do that.
So remind me, Brian, because I want to reiterate what I've heard you talk about in the workshops that you give, where an example would be, you know, a spouse owns a business, small business, medium business, whatever it is, but it's a closely held business, and they then are married, they have liabilities away from that business, and maybe they have a rental property, or, you know, obviously, you know, they have the liability of a spouse or a kid or something getting in an accident or getting sued on their own for something. And if there's a lawsuit that happens away from the spouse's business, so that spouse is at work, owns a business, something happens away, there's a lawsuit that comes and it's attacking the family. Well, they own stock in this business, so a lawsuit that has nothing to do with the business can end up coming over and attacking that business, whereas you could, using a post-nuptial agreement, could isolate that business as separate property, and so it wouldn't be impacted. Is that an accurate statement?
It is, and that'll help in a lot of situations. It's something we want to clarify, though, is it's helpful if one of the two spouses is under attack. It doesn't do any good if it's a situation, you know, where the child crashes the family car. In that situation, both spouses are getting sued. In that situation, so we can still go after the 50% separate property interest of both spouses. So it's still not going to help. So it's important to know that that's not going to save the day in that situation.
Got it.
But in many situations like you're describing, it does a great job.
Yeah. Got it. Brent, thanks so much. I think the takeaway here is, anybody with meaningful assets, married couple, especially in California, if you're in another community property state, is get some input on how this tool can help you prevent an attack on marital assets. Is that a good takeaway?
That's it. And it's something that we do all the time here, and it's something that really makes sense for a lot of people. It's just nothing else. It's getting educated that you can do this. A lot of people don't know that they can, and it's worth talking about.
Great. Thanks, Brent. Thanks, everybody, for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks.